Amen. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates it takes anywhere from $544 a month to $1,235 a month to feed a family of four. And it depends on whether you use real food or processed prepared foods. They find that if you use real food, you know, like the raw materials, it's cheaper. It's cheaper to use the real food rather than stuff that's already prepared. Now, the USDA breaks out the way families eat into four different categories: thrifty, low cost, moderate, and liberal. If you take the moderate, which is kind of what I would say like the average family of four, they spend $855 a month, or basically $7 a day per person to feed. Now, these numbers, by the way, reflect only eating meals at home. If you eat out of McDonald's even, you could spend $7 a person, unless you're doing the pick four, or what is it, pick three or pick two, whatever it is. That might be cheaper. But $5 to $7 a day to feed each person in your family, unless they're a teenage boy. They go for a lot more, right? Did anybody say amen, or that happened to me? Expert dietitians developing healthy diet plans have developed plans where a person can eat healthy for $5 a day, and some, you know, really got creative and broke it down to $3 a day. But if it's between $5 to $7 a day, that would mean $1,825 a year to $2,555 a year for each person to eat. That might sound a lot, but if you look at your budget and the way you spend money on food or on groceries, it takes that much. Now, for a family of four, the cost to feed a family of four per year would be $7,300 to $10,220. That's a lot of groceries, isn't it? Or it seems like. Now, if you add in eating out of McDonald's or wherever, the cost goes even higher. Now, the cost of food is something, but I also was wondering, how much does an average person eat in pounds? Now, I thought this was extremely interesting, because I found out it takes that an average person eats 1,996 pounds of food a year. Have you ever said, I could eat a ton, or that person eats a ton? Over the course of a year, the evening, so I don't eat that much. Well, have you weighed how much that cup of milk you drink in the morning weighs? Literally, in a year, and in a lifetime, somebody says average is 35 tons of food. Wow, that gives me a tummy ache right now. It takes a lot to feed ourselves and our families. I was like telling our girls, that their grandma used to have to eat dandelion greens. Now, that's true. Mm-hmm. Things were tight, you know, back in the late 30s, early 40s. They ate dandelion greens. My mom wore dresses made out of flour sacks. So, I mean, so I don't have anything to wear. Imagine. When I'm over at Eastland, I always like to mention that and say, perhaps some of you ladies may have wore flour sack dresses. Eddie, I think we must have been talking about that the other day. When it comes to food and clothing, we are blessed here in America. Amen. We are certainly blessed in America. Yet it still costs a lot to cover the daily needs of our families. Now, as we continue to look at the Lord's Prayer, which are the model prayer, or I think a good title for it as I've been reading, is called the Disciples' Prayer, because if you apply the principles of this prayer to your life and you begin praying this outline of the Lord's Prayer. It will line up your life. It will change your priorities and your perspective. And it gets you lined up with God's kingdom plan for your life and for this world. And this prayer recognizes our daily dependence on God for our daily needs. When we come to Matthew 6, verse 11, it says, "Give us today our daily bread." And he said, "Well, I don't know that I need to pray that prayer. I got plenty of bread to eat." Everybody here, if Jesus says this is how you should pray, then you need to include this in your prayer life.
Amen.
Give us today our daily bread. Now, how often do you and I ask God, "God, please meet my daily needs. Give us today our daily bread." Now, bread represents the basic nutritional needs that we have, but not just giving us this day our daily bread. I think it's more than, it's all of our daily needs. For shelter, for water, for clothing. Now, evidence of bread making, you can look on the walls of pyramids or whatever out there in Egypt, and thousands of years ago, you see them, evidence of them, with bread. Bread is central to life. In fact, we talk about breaking bread together. That term, breaking bread together, has been a symbol of peace amongst people for a long time. That you sit down and you break bread together. It is a symbol of God's blessing, His provision. We talk about a person in jail being given a diet of bread, and water. That's just the bare essentials. That's the minimum essentials for life. Now, obviously, we need a lot of other types of food, fruits and vegetables and proteins. Now, I found out an interesting fact. The average person eats 53 pounds of bread a year. That takes a little bit of dough. Right, Brian? Yeah, I was hoping you would get there. So I don't eat that much bread. Well, whenever you eat a sandwich, a pancake, that's bread. Any kind of bread, 53 pounds of bread a year. We have a lot of needs that cost money. Like our need for shelter and paying rent, $500 or $600 a month, or your mortgage might be more than that. I would estimate mortgage plus utilities, you're talking around at least, maybe $12,000 to $14,000 a year. It takes a lot to meet our daily needs. But how often do we pray about it? Mm-hmm. How often do I pray about it? So I don't need to ask the Lord for that. He said, just pray this way.
That's right. That's right.
Give us today our daily bread. And you say, well, I don't need to ask that. Oh, really? So you come up with your daily needs all by yourself. Well, I got plenty. Oh, really? Where did that come from? As I thought about this prayer, I can't say, that I pray this, have been praying this every day. Over the last couple of years, however, I've been trying to pray more according to the outline of the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, the disciples' prayer. Because, Jesus just didn't tell them to do this because, hey, this would sound good in a song, Oh, Father, and then put in there, give us this day. Oh, that would be a great line. No!
Amen.
It's because we need to make this part of our relationship with God. Praying, Lord, give us this day, our daily bread. Now, you might not be in a situation where you wake up in the morning wondering where your next meal is going to come from. or you may not go to bed hungry every night after not having had supper. But I want to tell you, there are people right here in Auburn that do that. Oh, yeah. Here in Auburn, I remember a few years ago, I was standing at the front door talking with some folks, and someone came in, and I think it was either just a bag of hot dogs or it might have been just one thing of bologna. And I noticed the kids, it was like 8 o'clock at night, they jumped up and they ran to the kitchen. They had not eaten. And all that they had was either a thing of hot dogs or a thing of bologna. Let me tell you, you and I might not be in that situation, but there are people that are low on food, right? I know in Vacation Bible School we feed the workers, but if we see some kids that are hungry, that we fed them. Folks, we need to realize that, well, you say, well, I'd have plenty of food, but if it wasn't for God. Prayer reminds us of our dependence on God to meet our daily needs. I'll never forget a man in Minnesota tell me once that there was a time in his life where he would go into McDonald's saying to use the restroom, but he would go in there and grab a handful of ketchup packets so he would have something to eat. All of us depend on God to provide for our daily needs, every need. When it comes to meeting your daily needs, none of us have it covered. Oh, I got it covered. No, you don't. God provides it all. Jesus told his disciples to pray, "Give us today our daily bread." God, our Heavenly Father, you know, who are we asking, "Give us today"? We're saying God. It's implied. We start off the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven." We're praying to our Father who loves us and cares for us. Amen. Give us our daily needs. One of my favorite verses in the Bible with regards to provisions is Philippians 4:19, which says, "My God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." God will provide. God provides our needs. And this prayer reminds us of our dependence on God for our daily needs. In verse 8 of Matthew 6, it says, "The Father knows what you need before you even ask." The Father knows all about your needs. And putting it in his hands in prayer and trusting him is every day is important. Matthew 7:11 says, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more does the Heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to those who ask him?"
Amen.
Prayer for provision is important for us to pray, because we don't have it covered without God. James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from whom? The Father of light."
Amen.
Who does not change like shifting shadows. He is constant in his provision. He is faithful in his giving to us. We can trust God to meet our daily needs. This prayer is amazing. Truly a disciple's prayer that disciplines us and helps us to learn that everything we need comes from him.
Amen.
Physically, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, everything, every need that you have is met through God, our Heavenly Father. Now you still might not be convinced that asking God to give you your daily bread is for you. Again, Jesus said, pray like this.
Amen.
Why would I need to ask God to give me something I have plenty of? That statement might betray the fact that we have forgotten where all that we have comes from. It comes from him.
Amen.
Prayer reminds us of our need to ask and not take God's provision for granted. Look at Proverbs, I'll read Proverbs 30, verses 7 through 9. Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and dishonor the name of my God. You know, I think sometimes the problems in an affluent society is that we think we don't need God. Well, I've got it all covered. I see people cry out to God when they don't have anything, and sometimes they don't cry out to God. But we need to say, Lord, give us today our daily bread. We trust in Him. Now, that very word, give, that means something's not yours. If I go to Mike and say, Mike, can you give me a dollar? I'm asking for his dollar out of his billfo. It's all I have in the debit card. Cha-ching, you got it. But I'm asking for something that is not mine. If I say, give, would you give me, breath mint? I'm asking for something that is in Al's pocket. He always gives me a red hot, I like the cinnamon red hots better than the Starbright, mints. But I'm asking, he gives me something that's not mine. So when I say, Lord, give us today our daily bread, I'm asking, when you say give, you're asking for something that's not yours. Is that right? Give us today our daily bread. If you came to my door and you asked me for a slice of bread, why, if I have it, I'm going to give it to you. If somebody's hungry, and folks, you wouldn't believe, I work with the Auburn Ministry Alliance, I'm the treasurer, you wouldn't believe, every week there's somebody. Or, at least once a month I'm helping somebody get them food because the food closet isn't open. If somebody's hungry, man, let's give them food.
Amen.
Let's give them food. But if you come into my house at night and you come break in through my the side door, you kind of wedge in there, you run into my kitchen, you grab a loaf of bread, or you open the refrigerator door and you take something that, that I think I would feel a little bit different. But how often are we living life and saying, Lord, give us today our daily bread? We said, I'm just going to, it's mine. I've earned it. But I tell you, everything is His.
Amen.
He is our source, and we need to recognize Him, of our source. You say, well, it's my bank account. It's my dough. It's my bread. No, it all comes from Him.
Amen.
God wants to meet our every need. But we need to express our need for Him, our trust in Him. At least give Him thanks for your daily bread each day. But notice again, it says, give. I always want to sing that. Give us. I love that song. Give us this day our daily bread. It's not just about my needs. How often do we get caught up in prayer about just what I need? I need this. I need that. But really, as God's people, it is us. It is our. It is those around us that we are praying for to meet our needs.
Today.
Us. The needs of others in your family, in your church, in your community, in this world. Give us. God not only supplies my needs, but He supplies the needs of everyone around me. If I eat a ton of food, can you imagine how many tons of food this congregation, just these people right here, we go through tons and tons and tons of food, but God provides abundantly for our needs. God, sometimes as I pray, Lord, give us today our daily bread, sometimes He uses me as a channel of blessing. 2 Corinthians 9 says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness." So as you, He meets your needs abundantly. The idea is you pray, Lord, as He meets your needs, He's meeting our needs, because sometimes he channels His blessings to meet others' needs.
Amen.
Certainly we pray about our needs. There's plenty. There's plenty. There's about 1 billion people on the planet today that are starving. You know? Now, I said that it takes about $5 a day minimum, maybe $3 a day to feed a person. But of the 1 billion people that are starving in famine and war-torn areas, the average is they make $2 a day. Now, did you know this, as I was thinking about needs of people, needs, God meeting needs, that the University of Minnesota did a study a few years ago, that the world now is producing 17% more food per person than 30 years ago. The ability to produce food, it's, you know, with technology and different things, it's, you know, God's blessing it. We haven't even tapped the potential of this that God has blessed this planet with for producing food.
Amen.
You know that right now, enough food is being produced to feed 10 billion people. There's 7 billion people on the planet. 1 billion of them aren't getting enough food to eat. There's a variety of reasons. But God says, pray. Give us today our daily needs. And there's a plurality of need that we, as we pray for our needs, it's just not me, oh, I've got a full tummy, that there are others we are praying for our needs. Now, the state of Kansas alone, it just blows your mind, God's provision. The state of Kansas alone provides enough wheat to provide 5 loaves of bread for every person on the planet.
Wow.
I've been through Kansas. It's a wide open state. I mean, it's a snoozer when you're driving through it. But it produces a lot of wheat. Amen. In 9 seconds, a combine going through an average good field there of wheat in Kansas, it harvests enough wheat in 9 seconds to produce 73 loaves of bread. Oh, that's cranking out a lot of wheat. God's provision for us, He abundantly provides. So as we pray, Lord, give us today our daily bread, we realize it's just not my needs. But there are hungry people right here in Auburn. We pray, Lord, for their needs. And when you pray that, be ready for God to not only meet your needs, but He'll meet your needs in such a way that you can help be a channel of His provision to others.
Amen.
Give us today our daily bread. This is a powerful prayer, folks. It's more than just a recitation that we should pray, you know, in rote memory. But as you apply the principles that Jesus taught His disciples through this prayer, it is powerful. You have a Heavenly Father, but He loves you, but His name is holy. He wants you to pray for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that will is powerful. His kingdom to come. And He's got a powerful purpose. And when you see your life as part of that kingdom purpose, it's pretty powerful. And you trust in Him to meet our daily needs. You realize His provision is powerful. Give us this day our daily bread. That word daily bread is a word that, and it's not a very, the Greek word is not a very word that they used often, but they, what they would find this word is they would find it on, they found it on some ancient, I guess you'd call it grocery list that they found, you know, in Egypt. This Greek word that, well, I need this bread for tomorrow. Now, we've got bread, our bread, you know, I buy a loaf of bread and it you know, it doesn't turn moldy that fast. But if you're talking in those days, bread didn't have the preservatives that it went quickly, you know, it went bad quickly. And so they kind of planned out how much bread that they needed. The bread for tomorrow. And this idea is that we need to pray daily for our daily needs. We need to daily trust Him. Later on in this chapter, Matthew 6, He says, Jesus says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But what does He say you need to do? Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Trust God today to meet your needs. We can worry about a lot of things and pursue meeting our worries or make the pursuit of more and more and more our number one priority, or we can make trusting God and seeking His kingdom our number one priority. And daily seeking Him, daily trusting Him for our daily needs, daily looking to Him to guide us. He will provide everything I need as part of His kingdom plan. I'm part of His family. I sometimes talk with people who travel a lot for their job, and they have like an expense account. And one of the guys that's sometimes on the elliptical next to me, and he's talking about what he's eating at the hotel and how much he, you know, gets, you know, to eat here and there. And it almost sounds like a little bit of, boy, that'd be great. Well, I could eat out steak every night and stuff, you know, have the company pay for it. But, well, I don't think I'd want to be, I hate sleeping in beds that aren't my own. You know, it's like, who slept in this bed before I, you know? Yeah, it's just like, I hope that they change the sheets and all this stuff, and, you know. But when you're working for this company and they sent you abroad, you know, they have an expense account. But I tell you, we are part of God's kingdom family, and it's the family. And the Heavenly Father, He has a purpose, and He's gonna cover your needs as you're serving Him. He's got a plan. He's not, you know, expecting us to lay around and not do anything. We, you know, the Bible says, if you don't work, you don't eat. If you're able to work. You know, God is so merciful. He provides for our needs, even when we can't. The people of Israel, God had a powerful plan for their lives. He had told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm going to give you Libya into land flowing with milk and honey. For 400 years they were down there in Egypt. And then He led them to the promised land. For 40 years they wandered in the wilderness. But every day, what did God provide? Manna from heaven. The stuff that came down like on the grass, it looked like coriander seed, whatever that looks like, and they would grind that up and they would make bread. Every day, He gave them bread. And He brought water from a rock. God meets our needs.
Amen.
He has a powerful plan for our lives if we'll trust Him. David wrote in Psalm 37:25, I was young, and now I am old. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. Now, I know in your life, perhaps you had to eat some dandelion greens are things that God provides. And sometimes God provides for other people as like, you didn't know where your next meal was coming from, but your next meal came. Trust in the Lord. He is our provider. But the most important thing is Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Folks, if you have not trusted in Him, trust in Him. He is the source of life. He meets our needs. And somehow each day, folks, let Him know, Lord, I need you every hour. We sang long ago, I'm depending on you. God will take care of you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. He provides. He is calling us to trust Him. And as He meets our needs, look for how He wants to meet the needs of those around you through you as He meets your needs. Amen. Let's stand as we sing, I'll live for Him who died for me.